Welcome to the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy on Deco Retro. Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra is New Zealand's full-time professional metropolitan orchestra, serving the country's largest and most vibrant city with a comprehensive program of concerts and education and outreach activities. In more than 70 main stage performances annually, the APO presents a full season of symphonic work showcasing many of the world's finest classical musicians. The APO is also proud to support both New Zealand Opera and the Royal New Zealand Ballet in their Auckland performances, as well as working in partnership with Auckland Arts Festival and Michael Hill International Violin Competition. Renowned for its innovation, passion, and versatility, the APO collaborates with some of New Zealand's most inventive artists. Through its numerous APO connecting, education, outreach, and community initiatives, the APO offers opportunities to more than 20,000 young people and adults nationwide to participate in music. More than 250 people hear the orchestra live each year, with many thousands more reached through special events, recordings, and other media. Today, my guest in the studio is Jackie Wilkinson. She is very active in Friends of the APO, a group of enthusiastic and like-minded concertgoers who you can network and socialise with if you join their organisation. Jackie is going to tell us a bit more about all this. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Nancy, and good afternoon, listeners.
Now, you've been a member of Friends of the APO for many years and have just stepped down as president, I believe.
That's correct. I started out as a member when I retired, and then I must have said yes somewhere along the line to be on the committee. Mm-hmm. And then I must have said yes again to be the president.
Good on you.
And so this year I have stepped down, but I'm still on the committee and I do the interviews at the Meet the Artist events.
And those interviews are just wonderful. I've so enjoyed them.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell us a bit more about those interviews?
Yes, we try to get a musical luminary, maybe from the Auckland musical scene, or ideally we would like to have the soloist, perhaps, or the conductor from the concert the night before.
Gosh, that's great.
Yes, it is. Mm. And everybody that comes along really appreciates more getting up close and personal with those soloists or conductor.
Sure.
Yes.
No, that's wonderful. I've been to some wonderful mornings there. Mm. How do you sort of get those people? Do you...
We have a contact at the APO, the Philharmonia Management Team, and when the program comes out for the following year, we go through that, mm-hmm. and we try to marry up dates that we can get the hall in Ellerslie with a date following a concert with an interesting sounding soloist or conductor, and then the person at the APO office contacts that agent and asks permission for that person to come.
Yes.
So that's the process.
Yes.
But of course, we also have music. So the morning will
wonderful
start
music.
With some music, half an hour's music, and that could be an ensemble from APO players themselves.
Right.
Or we just love our students. We love to foster students, give them an audience and exposure. So we do like to have an ensemble, maybe from university or APO Connecting, run an Aspiring Musicians program.
Mm-hmm.
So we tap into that as well, and we'll get an ensemble, maybe a wind ensemble, piano, whatever it might be. And then that's followed up with a half-hour interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have lunch.
Yes, and may I say it's a wonderful lunch.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that.
I don't know who supplies it, but it's always
well, the members
fantastic.
Supply it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, no, they're wonderful mornings there. I've really enjoyed them. I haven't belonged for that long, but the few mornings I've been there, it's just been great.
That's fantastic. And I think it's important to remember that we provide quality music.
Definitely.
Yes.
No, it's excellent. So coming along there, if you joined, it just feels like you're a member of a big family.
A family, that's right. You're joining a group of like-minded people who enjoy good music and can enjoy each other's company as well.
Mm. No, they're excellent mornings. Now, if you join, you... if you want to, you can help out a bit, supporting the APO. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly I can. We have a group of volunteers. It's not compulsory, but we would love it, and we would love more, who go along to the town hall on a concert night, usually a Thursday.
Right.
And we provide supper for the orchestra, which is hailed around the world by our visitors.
Wow.
Who say they don't get that from any other orchestra around the world.
Oh, really? Good old New Zealand food.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm.
And we sell programs.
Yes.
And the committee members man the information table.
Right.
So we provide information about APO concerts coming up and about the Friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it's really good.
And for all that... for that volunteering, we get a complimentary ticket to the concert.
Gosh, that's fantastic.
I know.
Yes, no, couldn't get better than that.
No.
Now, I believe on some concert nights, I'm not sure which ones, the members can sort of mix or get to know the talent that is performing that night. Is that right?
Partially correct. In the supper room, members can purchase a voucher for a glass of wine for $10 and go into the supper room, a special area, so they can have a glass of wine and some cheese and crackers and socialise again with other like-minded people.
Is this sort of after the performance?
This is at interval.
At interval. Oh, gosh. Well, that sounds really interesting.
Mm.
Yes, well, I've attended many APO concerts and I've really thoroughly enjoyed them all.
Yes, it's now, high quality.
Oh, it really is. Mm. It's fantastic. Now, I believe the APO sort of sponsors young people and also children's concerts. Can you tell us a little bit about that, JK?
That's part of the APO Connecting role. APO Connecting is a different sort of division, if you like.
Oh, okay.
And they go around schools and promote. Because
oh, really?
Remembering that these are our future audience.
Sure.
These children.
Mm.
But they also sponsor playing an instrument. So there's a lot of work goes on at APO Connecting with the young people, whether they be primary, intermediate or tertiary.
Right.
Yes. It's a wonderful, wonderful program.
Yes. And I have actually, with my grandchildren, attended quite a few of their young people's concerts, I think they call them, which are all free.
APO for kids.
Yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic.
It is.
Yes. So do you know anything? Can you tell us a bit more about that, how they get those concerts together or...?
Not personally, because I'm not personally involved.
Right.
But I know the people who are, and I know how passionate they are.
Yes.
And I know the commitment that they give to that role.
Right.
Is phenomenal.
Yes, no, it would have to be, wouldn't it? Now, also, if you want to go, if you join the Friends of the APO and you sort of perhaps don't drive or not too happy to drive overnight, I believe you have a sort of bus service.
We have two bus services running, one that leaves from Howick and stops at various places along the route to the town hall.
Right.
And the other one starts at Devonport and also stops at various places along the route to the town hall. And it's really good for people.
I think it's excellent because a lot of older people, you know, they don't want to drive.
And the charge is not massive.
I think I saw it was $10, but it could have gone up since then.
It's actually going to be $15 next year.
Oh, is it? Yes.
Still cheap.
Yeah, like everything, it's got to go up, hasn't it?
Yeah, and convenient.
Yes, yes. Right, well, is there anything else you would like to sort of tell us about the Friends of the APO, Jackie, while we're here?
Well, I'll give you some contact details at the end for anybody listening that may want to make further inquiries.
Right.
We're, you know, just a group of people who love music.
Yeah.
And it comes through on our mornings of the Meet the Artist events. We call them MTAs. So if you hear me revert to saying MTA, that's what it means.
Right.
Meet the Artist.
Meet the Artist.
And as I said early on, that it's a chance to get up close and personal with people who make a difference in our musical community.
Right. Can you just tell us a bit more about the fundraising aspect of the Friends?
Certainly. The Friends of the APO are a silver sponsor and a chair donor to the orchestra. That means, as a silver sponsor, we are recognised in all the material, and a chair donor provides funds, which actually goes to the orchestra, but we sponsor, sponsor a musician, a chair.
Okay.
Yes. Currently, we are co-sponsors of our musical director, Giordano Bellincampi, which is a huge honour, and to do that, we need to raise money through the year.
Sure.
So we raise money through our memberships, which is that to join the Friends is $50. And at our MTAs, our Meet the Artist events, for a member it's $15 entry. For a non-member it's $20 for an entry.
And well worth it, might I say.
Thank you.
Very definitely.
And then we hold a few fundraisers during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the fundraisers we have is the Hayden Staples Piano Scholarship Recital.
Ah, yes.
This year, about a few weeks ago, it was held at the Power Homestead this year.
Oh, okay.
It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
Three pianists playing with the leaders of sections of the orchestra. Andrew Beer, the concertmaster. David Garner, the principal cello. Or sub-principal cello, I should say.
Sure.
And Robert Ashworth, the principal viola.
Right.
So that's three artists playing with top-flight musicians.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Great.
Later this year, we're going to have a theatre evening.
Oh, okay.
At the Stables Theatre in Ellerslie.
Right.
So that will be another fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
We've often had an aspiring musician's recital, and that's for the program that the APO Connecting run every year to get aspiring musicians.
Right.
And it gets them to play in front of an audience, and then they're picked. It's like an audition, and then the APO uses them through the year to play at functions and so on.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
Great opportunity for them, isn't
it? Again, it's giving them exposure and an audience.
Yes.
Yes. They're all students.
Yes, yeah. It's a great opportunity it for is. Them, though.
So with all those activities during the year, we need to raise $20,000.
Oh.
It's quite a sizable sum.
Quite a lot of money, isn't it? Yeah. Yes.
COVID was not our friend in that regard.
I can imagine.
No, it wasn't. No. But we managed with some creative thinking. And sure. Our members came to the fore and helped us out when we asked, and which is truly wonderful.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, no, that's a lot of money to raise.
It is. So coming up towards the end of the year, we've only got 3 MTAs to go now.
Sure.
The next one is on the 29th of September.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, we've got Catherine Chang, who is playing the piano for us. She was a Hayden Staples scholarship person, a wonderful, wonderful pianist. We haven't quite firmed up the interview for the 29th of September, but it's going to be good. Watch this space.
I'm sure.
Then the next one is on the 27th of October.
Right.
And we have 2 members of the APO, or a member of the APO and an accompanist playing. And then the interview is with Terence Maskell.
Right.
Who is a choir conductor. He runs the graduate choir, which is an extremely good choir in Auckland.
Right.
And he's also a music teacher at One Tree Hill College.
Okay.
The One Tree Hill College Choir have entertained us twice now, and they are very popular. We love having them along. And then the final one for the year is the 24th of November, and that's going to be a cracker. And I can't tell you any more than that.
It's a secret, is it?
It's a secret. You'll just
watch
have
the
to
space.
You will have to become a member.
So what a you good get, idea.
So you get the information by email so that you know that you've got to come along. It'll
sure.
be really good.
No, that sounds wonderful. Now, Jackie, if somebody listening today would like to join, what do they do?
Well, there's a few ways they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're computer literate, they can go onto the APO website, www.apo.co.nz, and click on Friends, and you can join on the website. You can email our membership secretary at apofriends, all one word, at gmail.com. That's probably a good way to do it as well.
Do you want to just say that again so that they listeners can write it down if they're listening?
The APO website, www.apo.co.nz, and search Friends or click on Friends, and that will take you to another click to get to a membership form.
Right.
And you can pay online. The other method is to email us at apofriends@gmail.com, and we will give you some information back. The other method is to turn up to an MTA on the, why don't you come on the 29th of September?
Yes,
and the
that's
address
a good idea.
Is the Ellerslie War Memorial Hall on the main road in the Ellerslie Shopping Centre on the corner of Arthur Street. If you turn up before 10:30 in the morning, you can find out, get a membership form and join on the spot. And you can pay online or you can give us cash.
Yes, and it's a wonderful morning, listeners. It really is. So how about joining up?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Well, Jackie, thanks for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure, Nancy.
Really,
thank you very much.
Lovely. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us today. And we would like to finish the program with Bolero, which was written by Maurice Ravel. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you. your language, your interests.